Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, joins us now. You can get him on Twitter at Todd Furman. Todd, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing all right, gentlemen. Just counting the days down until we get a little football action. I know there'll be a throng of individuals excited about betting the preseason game on Sunday night.
No doubt about that. Football does start this weekend, and we will hit you with that, of course. First, this question. Major League Baseball trading deadline has passed. How does Vegas think the baseball season will play out?
You know what? Futures-wise, there hasn't been a ton of movement recently. The biggest moves this year have been on the Tampa Bay Rays and the LA Dodgers. Both those teams, if you waited when they were at their bottom of the market, you could have had them right around 30-1. Both of them widely available now, anywhere in that 6-7-1 range. The Tigers, they remain the prohibitive favorite, mainly because of the division they play in, although Cleveland's been better than anticipated. Some real concerns, though, if you're back in Detroit and Justin Verlander doesn't regain his form circa 2011-2012.
What about the Braves? Injury issues, how do you see them?
Yeah, the Braves right now, I think it's in a territory where you're not going to get a real good price on them. When you talk about Atlanta, anywhere from 8-10-1, and that's not necessarily an indictment of where the Braves are as a team, more so the fact they seem to have a stranglehold in this division. The Phillies and Nationals headed in the wrong way at the wrong time. But we've seen Braves teams squander bigger leads than that at this juncture in the season.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas.
Just driving the knife right into the Braves fans' heart.
I know.
Todd, what is the latest on the Alabama-Texas A&M line? Because when I was out in Vegas last weekend, you were saying that after sitting at 6.5 for a long time, it suddenly had ballooned to 9.5 on the offshores. Then it came back to 8.5. What kind of movement have we seen in the last 3 or 4 days in that game, which is honestly, basically right now, the Super Bowl of college football?
Number still sitting at 8.5, Clay, and that's mainly offshore. Here in town, the number 6.5, 7. I know we speculated in terms of what might have been behind that move, and then you see the stories come out about Johnny Manziel, both the Sports Illustrated and the Wright Thompson story, which obviously was cause for concern for some of the bettors, so much so that they may have run to the window looking about Alabama, thinking that his head isn't exactly where it needs to be in regards to the season. You look at A&M, though, the interesting part, this clearly is their Super Bowl, and the numbers move 2 points. We haven't seen any adjustment in their win total or their national championship odds, which are still widely available anywhere in that 10-12-1 range.
We asked the question of people to call in. We immediately had loaded lines, and it was twofold. Now, this is not necessarily an odds question, but you pay a lot of attention to athletes. You pay a lot of attention to lines and everything else. So I'm just curious on your opinion. We said Johnny Manziel is the first question. We want you to fill in the blank. Johnny Manziel is. So what immediately comes to mind for you? And second part of that equation, are you or are you not rooting for Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M at this point, or are you rooting against them?
I think enigmatic is the first word that comes to mind to describe him and what we've seen in terms of his behaviors. I mean, I was an athlete in college, definitely not nearly the same profile, didn't win a Heisman Trophy, and knew how difficult it was to try and balance, you know, the academics, the athletics, and basically operate, you know, well under the public, you know, outside of the public scope, to try and do what he's doing now in a social media era. I imagine they would have had quite the field day back in the day with Joe Namath and some of these other guys. You look at A&M, personally, I think I'm kind of rooting for him at this point. I kind of want to see him basically tell the doubters, hey, look, I can do what I want in the offseason. I can get away with it. Nobody's really getting hurt in this whole situation. You see so many NFL players, whether it's domestic assault or other transgressions off the field, that get second chances. I'm still not quite sure why we're holding Johnny Manziel under such a microscope, and there's so many people out there rooting against him trying to replicate what he did a year ago.
Social media, the rapidity with which lines can move. How is your average sharp better? And sharp in quotation marks, information is king, right? I mean, if you have more information or better information than your average better, you should beat the market. See insider trading all the time with stocks. Are there programs set up now to monitor social media to try to analyze whether or not guys are going to play, not play, whether they might be suspended, might not be suspended? I'm just kind of curious what Vegas's move in terms of trying to deal with the information overload that is social media.
Well, I work for a consulting firm out here called Don Best Sports, and the primary product that we put out is an odds aggregation system. So for X number of dollars a month, we have differing levels of sophisticated programming that you can monitor line movement everywhere in the world for most of the North American-facing sports. So it gives you an opportunity to try and see. What the guys on our sports floor do is they'll monitor Twitter feeds. We go through and update that with beat writers, coaches, players, everybody capable of moving the number so we can share the best information possible. The reality of it is, in this day and age, it's leveled the playing field from the so-called professional bettor down to the casual bettor, because all that information that used to keep the markets from adjusting for, say, 5, 6 hours, maybe even days, because it wasn't made public, you have about 30 seconds to make a snap judgment and make an adjustment. Now, if you get insider information, it's rare. But at the same time, you take full advantage of that and try and capitalize whenever you're privy to it, not the masses.
You get Todd on Twitter, at Todd Furman, and you can get him right now on 3HL, Blaine.
Todd, I know we talked a lot about Johnny Manziel, but with all this talk about will he be focused and play up to par like last year, I'm just wondering, can he even win the Heisman again? Like, that's easy. What are the odds? Have that changed since all this talk of Johnny football?
Those numbers have not moved a ton. He still remains the only one on the Heisman Trophy futures board available in single digits. He's 6-1. You look at the other guys up there with him. Aaron Murray, 12-1. Braxton Miller, 13-1. DeAnthony Thomas at 14-1. And then the guy I think who's getting a ton of attention, who I don't think has a chance to win it, is Jadeveon Clowney at 15-1 there. The other interesting part, Blaine, some of the sports books even offer a number. You can bet against Johnny Manziel to finish in the top three of Heisman voting. You only have to put up a price of $1.90 to make a dollar coming back. I think that's a real intriguing wager when you talk about the pressure on his shoulders, although he may take an F you to the world mentality and really try and take this team on his back this season.
Wow. Well, we're down here in Tennessee country, and MTSU just dismissed 4 players from a team, none of them quarterback. I'm wondering, what is their shot now of even being in contention for Conference USA in football?
Their win total at 5.5 for the Blue Raiders. I think it's going to be a transition season. You talk about the adjustment, a step up in play from the Sun Belt to Conference USA. They were probably going to finish in the middle of the pack. Now I think they take a bit of a step back. Clearly the number that Vegas is using for them indicates that a bowl berth may not be quite a likely scenario. They'd have to get to 6 wins. Should be real interesting to see how Rick Stockstill's team adjusts to life in a bigger conference.
We all talked about the SEC, and we all know they're the best football conference. But if you had to ask, and I don't think we had this discussion, who are the 5 worst coaches, and you had a little odds book out there, who would those 5 worst coaches be? We all know the top 5, probably a lot of those guys are coming out of the SEC.
Oh, well, Derek Dooley's not coaching anywhere right now, so we can put him on that list. But actually, guys, from what I've seen the last couple of years, the coach who I've made bigger adjustments on, more because I was disappointed in the performance he put together down in Tampa, Skip Holtz. I'm interested to see how he rebounds down there in Louisiana Tech. He got less out of more talent. You figure you have a returning quarterback in B.J. Daniels a year ago, so it'll be interesting to see how he takes over for Sonny Dykes down there in Conference USA. But if you're looking at the SEC and how you rate some of the coaches, I mean, this is a conference from top to bottom that has a ton of talented coaches. And while it's tough to, you know, blame Dan Mullen for what's gone on at Mississippi State, I'd probably have to rank him towards the bottom. The jury's still out on Mark Stoops and what he'll do at the University of Kentucky.
All right, lastly, real quickly, I don't think Brent asked you this. Are there any trades in baseball that increase the odds of some team, I guess, winning the World Series?
The only trade that we've seen that'll actually impact the future odds, and it'll be a mild adjustment, will be the Red Sox acquiring Jake Peavy. They were about 9-1 coming into today. Most of the books I've spoken to said they'll reopen at 8-1, and they'll actually be slight favorites in the AL East over the Tampa Rays, especially now that the Rays have sent their talented left-handed starter Matt Moore to the DL with some elbow soreness.
All right, so the Titans number now 6.5. What are you seeing on them?
The Titans, it's still a team we're trying to figure out what we're going to get from the quarterback position. 70-1 to win the AFC, 9-1 to win the AFC South, and 6.5, but there is some juice to the under for this team. You guys probably have a better read on what to anticipate, but a 7-9 season doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility, especially if you're able to sweep the Jaguars and kind of hold serve at home within the AFC South.
Real quick for the novice, if I bet $100, how much would I make if they won 7 games?
If they win 7 games, you put up $100, you'd walk out of there with $210. That's $110 in profit, Blaine, and $100 that you staked out there that you tied up for the course of the last 6 months or so.
Okay.
Good stuff, Todd, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.